Welcome, WGXC listeners. This is Live a Life. I am Matthew Whitney Harrington.
And I'm Kelly Ann McCon.
And Rachel Ann Shulman.
And I'm Michael Hoy.
We are here with a very special guest. Jody Brooks is artistic director of Campbell Hudson and the director of theater troupe, the Campbell Hudson Players. Originally from England, Jody studied there at university there and then came to America in 2011 to Columbia County, working for Camp Hill, and has been here ever since. Welcome, Jody.
How you started Campbell Hudson Theater Group?
Yeah, hi there. Thanks. Thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here. I feel very professional in this studio. It's very cool. I think theatre was always there. I can recall being part of theatre productions back when I was 5 years old. I was part of a theatre company called the Arden Theatre. And I used to go every Saturday and spend my pocket money on sweets afterwards. And I used to love it from the age of 5 to 12. So drama and a love for theatre has always been a part of my life.
In England, in Canterbury or London?
Close to Canterbury, that's right. I grew up in Canterbury and it was actually a town called Faversham, which is 10 miles away from Canterbury.
Or Faversham, as Americans pronounce it.
That's right. My American cousins used to say Faversham.
Yeah. Oh, God, that bell sounds awful.
Bit sad.
I was going to say, yes, Faversham, I mean Faversham.
I have a very important question.
Oh, please do.
How the name of Campbell Hudson Players, how you start the group?
I think we began to work with theatre, well, since the inception of Solaris, Campbell Hudson's Day programme on Warren Street in 2012. But really, the Campbell Hudson Players really formed, I believe, in 2017 when we had our first signature performance, Portraits of Us. And I think that was the name came, it just very naturally came with Cam Bellamy, who was our executive director at that time. It just came to us in our front office.
So, yes, thank you, Matthew, for that question. I think it might help, too, to know, obviously, you're from England. It might help listeners to know what brought you to the States and to upstate New York, and then eventually to Hudson.
Yeah, well, my mother's American, but I always lived in England. I lived in England, and I just realized in my early 30s when I was at a crossroads in my life that I have this golden ticket, which was an American passport, and I thought I should try it out and see what America's like and, you know, take the opportunity to go and experience America. And I was invited by a friend who I knew from England to come to upstate New York in Hudson because he said he was going to love it. I mean, I was going to love it, sorry. That's Dan McManus, who is the farmer of Common Hands Farm in Philmont.
We know that farm.
We know that farm.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I've been here ever since, 11 years.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. 11 years later. Is it 11 years or 12?
It's 11,
going.
11.
It's 11 going on 12.
Yeah.
What's the style of the productions?
Yeah, that's a big question to answer, actually. I'll try and do my best because we work in a specific style. So all the plays that we produce are original performances, original comedy performances, normally with a vignette style so that they are snapshots or highlights of different scenarios or sequences. And this is effective because myself and Michael, my co-partner, co-director in the work, we love comedy, so this like aligns with sketch comedy, and it also means it's really quite accessible for all of the players to manage and work within a smaller time frame. So often the form is of a vignette style. They always have a multimedia, massive facet to the work, because I find that personally exciting and refreshing and contemporary. So there's always film work that we weave into the productions. And then on top of that, we like to have more of a kind of a real raw aspect to it too. So, for example, in one of our former productions, we did food talks and we created these giant, massive papier-mâché puppet heads. So we like to like balance it with.
Remember those, everybody? Yeah.
Of course.
The puppet heads.
And that reminded me something about when I did my cake scene and I literally lost my voice there and I had you come up and help me with it because I got so nervous.
Yeah, that's right. You're referring to when you were performing at Hudson Hall and I was a director in the audience, but I came up and supported you. And that actually segues to another part of another way that we work. So Michael and I, it's really important that each performer in the ensemble really has the opportunity to shine. And we really find it's our work to enable in the most creative and supportive but discreet way all of the friends to shine in the show. I guess there's one more part I will say as well, which is also important to the to our kind of work, is that we like to involve not only the people in the show, the people in the ensemble, but also our Campbell Hudson. We like to feature members of our community in our productions and then beyond. We like to reach out to our wider community of friends in Hudson and have them involved in the shows too. So it's really site-specific in nature.
Can you tell us about LA's production about happiness in the spotlight?
Yes, I'd love to. So it will be our fifth production that we have created, and it's coming up in the it's coming up and it will be at the end of April 29th at Hudson Hall at 7 p.m. and we're still in the throes of actually creating.
There's people calling already to get tickets here.
And filming. Yeah. We're actually going to be filming today.
I kind of feel like you made me be the diva in the spotlight.
I know. I actually can bring it back to you. Can you share what you did on Hudson Hall?
With who?
With Elena Mosley.
Well, I meant the posing and stuff for Ragnar. That's what I was talking about.
You mean the photo shoot?
Yeah, when I was doing the photo shoot and dressing up in my nice black dress and looking pretty and glamorous, looked like a diva. I felt so good.
That's right. So this show celebrates everyone who's in the show, celebrates as if they were receiving awards at a fabulous Oscar and awards ceremony. So everyone is going to be dressed up to the nines. Mm. Everyone's going to have a moment to shine, to really express what it is that makes them happy. Woven into the film will also be lines and quotes and explorations into what happiness is and how people find their own happiness. And not only have we allowed this to emerge from the actors in the actual play on stage, but we also then went out in the street, Matt, right, last Monday, and we asked people on the street what happiness meant to them. So can you describe that a little bit, what that was like?
Sure. And the first interview is really, really nice. I asked a lot of people what their happiness is. I interview Arnott. Second, I interview Elena Mosley, police officers, mayor of Hudson, and Kelly Bell, and Jody, best friend, I guess I'm right, is Sean, and a nice man with a dog, the Papaks, and they're really happy, and I make me more happy to see me, my first video, to see that people share their happiness.
So yeah, so that's right. So that's an example of how we like to include the wider community of Hudson into our shows. So this is, so we went out on the street and filmed Matthew interviewing random people on the street and significant people of Hudson, like the mayor, what happiness is to them. And then that will now feature in the show, one as one of the video clips. And there are about 5 or 6, I believe.
That is exciting, yeah. Well, thank you, Matthew. that's what the bells are for.
I have a question. How you start the name of award ceremony, because in California, I watch Oscar winners. How Oscar winners and Kevin Hudson players award ceremony connected together?
That's a great question, Matt. So last year, it just came to me. I recalled some theater work that I did with Roy Ford with the group Perfect 10 back in 2013. And in the very early days of Solaris Camp Hill Hudson's day program, we had offered an after-school theater workshop for Perfect 10, and we did a small piece around the Oscars, and we saw that it was so great in terms of like celebrating these young girls and for them having a way to express themselves and really like cheer them on as if they are the stars, that it just gave me the idea to bring it to the Camp Hudson Players and do it in a much bigger, grander way.
Nice.
It is really nice. Very nice.
So the idea came from that 10 years ago, et cetera. I'm just thinking about today as we record, there's an event, not an event, but there's a scheduled film shoot at Hudson Hall that I think all of us are going to. And tell us about that.
So, yes, we are excited about that. And that's another example of how we include the wider community of Hudson and a way for us to be seen and connect.
I'm not going to that, am I?
I hope you are, as an audience. we like to play, with the multimedia aspect, with space and time. So what we're going to be doing this afternoon at 5 p.m. outside Hudson Hall is that we're going to roll out the red carpet. All the actors who are going to be part of the play will be dressed as if it is the night of the Oscars, and we're going to film a paparazzi scene, and we've invited many members of the community to join us and to cheer us on, and we're going to take photographs, and we're going to film it, and we're going to interview the stars and ask them what makes them happy or how they're feeling about tonight or who they're wearing. Are they wearing Versace or Gucci? And Rachel's going to say how wonderful she feels in her diva outfit.
That's how I feel. I feel more like a diva in the spotlight.
Jody, I'm probably not going to dress up. I'm probably just going to come as I am.
I was trying to say something, Kelly.
Okay, well, that has to be edited in because that was fun.
You were talking about happiness, and I think about happiness when I feel good, being like a spotlight, like a diva, and I feel wonderful.
Perfect. Well, that's the whole
because
idea.
That's my happiness.
That's perfect, Rachel. That makes me happy. So this will be the first scene of the play. So we're going to be capturing that tonight, but it's all very exciting because everyone's going to be looking glamorous, and we'll have an invited audience there.
I'm probably not going to dress up. I'm just going to.
Oh God! Can we go on with this? And
Rachel,
please come, and you don't need to dress up. That's okay, Kelly. But we'd love to have you cheer us on.
I was going to say Rachel's on the poster, the promotional poster.
I'm on the poster, and I felt really. I feel good.
Yeah, it's an amazing picture. Rachel, for this year, is the face of Camp Hill Hudson, and she is dressed up to the nines, looking like a beautiful film star or performer.
I feel like I got some good compliments from people, like Sean Barton's parents. They were like, oh, Rachel, you look fabulous. Allie, oh, thank you. Jody, make me gorgeous.
Well, it's not only that, but it's also, I mean, you mentioned earlier already about, you know, having Matthew interview key members of Hudson and random people on the street. But we also have students from the Hudson High School that are going to be in there.
Oh.
And you've Elena Mosley from Operation Unite is assisting in the behind the scenes. And you even have the local poet Iffy. He's got, there's so many different people.
That's right. Locals. How could I have forgotten that part? That I was so excited to make this a reality. And we did. So this year, for the first time, the Campbell Hudson Players are collaborating with members from Operation Unite, run by Elena Mosley. And it's been thrilling to work with the young teens. And now we're coming together and collaborating in the show. So that's right. It's super exciting. And Iffy, local Hudson lady, we invited her to bring her poetry. And she's, you know, used to be a local, a regular at Helsinki's open mic. And she just was able to bring these poems that fitted the theme. And it was really, really great.
Okay. Yeah, you really want to ring that bell, right? I'm surprised Rachel hasn't done her.
I just don't feel.
How about
like
you
it?
Ringing the bell?
I have.
But I will pretend to walk down the red carpet with you guys, even though I'm not going to dress up. I will pretend to walk down with you guys and be.
Attend. Yeah.
Well, you'll be there. You'll be there cheering us on. That'll be great.
Cheering, not walking on the carpet.
Yeah. Right.
So I guess
that would
be
fun. I guess that'd be my thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thing. Yeah.
I have a big, big special question of this fifth show.
Fifth?
I just realized award ceremony is a big play and invite Operation Unite to join us. And this is a big show to put together. The main question is, who is going to be our winners this year?
Who's going to win the awards?
Yeah.
Well, I think everyone's a winner. I think that's kind of the message of the play, that whether you actually win an award or whether you turn up for the day and put your best self forward, that's also worthy of receiving an award, whether that's a physical golden award in the form of a street statue that we're going to have on stage, or whether that's just the award of like feeling gratitude for life.
Well, go ahead, Matt.
Another question is, I just realized all Campbell Hudson Players performing on stage, this is the first year to have filming show on the stage. How you invite Ragnar to film the cast members?
Well, it is true. It's the first time that Ragnar, our filmmaker from Cooking with Friends, is fully working on a production with us. We have worked with multimedia and film for the last 5 years, though, Matt. But it is our first time working exclusively with Ragnar. And we're also really thrilled about that because he is such a phenomenal filmmaker and editor.
Yeah, there is going to be, it's multimedia, so in between the live action you see these beautifully filmed and edited reels. You see a Cinderella piece, you'll see somebody going to Staten Island. Yes, you'll see Rachel dancing. So it is going to be a really amazing production that we've got lined up here. It is at Hudson Hall on Saturday, April 29th at 7 p.m. If you go to Hudson Hall's website and go to the Happiness in the Spotlight section, it has a place where you can reserve tickets. I highly encourage you to reserve because it's only the one public show this year and it will be at capacity. As Dan says in his line, we are at capacity tonight.
That's right. It's actually worth mentioning here. This is also the first time the first time that we'll be performing a matinee performance to the whole of the Hudson Junior High. So that's an exciting performance for us. So we will perform twice in Hudson Hall, but only one will be for a public performance.
I have a very special question. This is our first time bringing a Broadway musical on Broadway, and you choose Beauty and the Beast as the dancers. And how the cast dance like that.
Oh, you mean like the waltzing? The waltz
yeah,
for Cinderella?
That's really, oh, besides that, there's one show.
that's another movie.
Sorry, how you started Cinderella Broadway musical, part of Kimber Hudson Players, cast member?
Good question, Matt, again. Well, because not only is the theme about happiness, it really was also focusing in on what really makes people happy in this show. So, for example, for Annie Green, she wanted to be Cinderella. So I was like, okay, well, let's make you happy. We'll do that, and we're just going to make sure that Cinderella features in the show, which is what we did.
And also, this is my and Sean Barton's first time to be the host of this show. And big question is, our whole show, I am part of the Ireland's, and you watch my clip of happiness. But the final question is, how you start crisis? What does that mean?
What was that last word?
Crisis.
Crisis. Well, like I mentioned as when first answering these questions, that originally the format of the plays were vignettes. Whereas as we've developed over the years, we're having more of a red thread that runs through the shows, more of a plot line. And because of your great work from Cooking with Friends, I, you know, I'm very aware that you are a great showman, have all of the presence, and can, you know, you're a really good actor and you can learn your lines. So I thought that you'd be able to handle being a key role and have a, you know, a real story in this play.
And I just realized for my senior project of Triform, name is Bob, you are there and you decided you invite me of Cooper Friends, Cooper Hussey Players. How you decided to invite me?
I think it was all really a natural evolution. You came and joined Camp Hill Hudson, and then it was, we were already doing Portraits of Us at that time, and so it was natural that you joined us for our second production of Food Talks, and then Inner Worlds and Togetherness and Cooking with Friends, and so your involvement with us has just grown.
But Togetherness is a big, big play, and everybody's doing really well. And now we have put on awards ceremony, make us more superstars.
That's right. We're showing the world that you are all superstars.
And
that's right.
After the play, we should say Togetherness.
Well, that was last year.
That was so last year.
That was so last year.
Yeah. Yeah. So
can I ask a question? Can
yeah,
I throw
I was
back
say,
to you?
I was going to say, do you want to say anything else about our production?
Well, just that really, you know, throughout the performance, we're asking the question, what happiness means to you. So I think it would be quite fun for all of us to share what happiness means to us. So, Rachel, you could ask me, and then I could ask you.
Well, I missed the question I was supposed to ask.
We didn't rehearse, Rachel, so we're just going with this right now.
So Jody, we're not doing this?
No, that was just to help us if we got stuck.
Oh, well, I'm stuck.
Well, Jody has just helped us.
No, I'm stuck because I didn't read the first part.
Ask me what happiness is.
It's actually getting to what she said. What happiness means to you,
so
Rachel.
So we're going to skip my part?
We're going to do it now, but you're going to just not look at the script. You're just going to speak to her, speak to Jody.
Oh, so we're not going for the same.
No, because we have less than 5 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
I have a question, too.
Well, he's been talking a lot.
Jody has asked, and it is true, Matt, I think you need to give Rachel a turn. So Jody asked you, and I can't remember how you phrased it, what does happiness mean to you, right? Yeah.
What makes you happy, Rachel?
Feeling good and being joyful. That's all I can think of.
But tell us about community, though.
I know I've been taught so much about community, but I want to skip ahead of that.
Okay. How about just for you then? Just for you.
I feel like I do have some happiness in me, and being joyful and being around wonderful people. Yeah.
That's good.
Being joyful and being around wonderful people.
Mine's similar to that.
And wonderful people that we always want to be in the spotlight. In the spotlight to give other people a chance, too.
That's great.
You said yours is very similar, Jody.
Mine is similar in the way that you talk about being joyful. I think I know that I'm happy when I'm belly laughing and when I'm connecting with people. That feels really good. Makes me happy.
How are you going to make a award for all of us in the play?
We'll think about that. Still in process.
Well, I'd love your help.
Okay, thank you. Last comment or question, or Jody, do you want to say something?
I have an idea. Usually on interviews about specific events that people can attend, we try to give all the information about the attending the event at the beginning and the end of the interview. So maybe you could go through and say, like, a website to find more information and how much and where it's at and the days and just all that basic information so people can attend. If you want to bring out an audience from this interview.
Yes. Do you want me to, you or me, Jody?
You can do it.
Or somebody could ask Jody.
Yes.
Tell us all the details. I can do it.
Yeah.
I ask.
Well, how about one of the ladies?
You know what?
We have to finish now, otherwise.
Yeah, but you didn't say about me and my dancing thing with that Elena Moldy was doing for me.
We didn't say that specifically, no. And we won't.
But Joy did bring it up to me.
She did.
And I didn't answer it.
Now we have to ask a different question.
No,
Jody,
Michael, I didn't answer that question.
Jody, we have to know when the date of the performance is, and people that are listening.
Don't forget it.
People, don't hurt yourself, Rachel. People that are listening, Jody, where should they go for more information to get a ticket to the show?
Okay, great. They should go to the Hudson Hall website. It's on their website right now, and also Camp Hill Hudson's website. I'm sure it will be showing there as well. And you just need to reserve your tickets. It has a 300. It will sell out, so it would be good to reserve those tickets early. They're free. And it's really for the one night, which is April 29th. Saturday, April 29th at 7 p.m.
Be there. It will be a night to celebrate.
Thank you, Jody, for joining us for WTXC. We love it. We love having you here. Thank you, listeners. Listen to WTXC. We are 90.7. And please get your tickets to Awards by Light, 7 p.m., April, Saturday, 29th. Thank you very much.
Happiness in the Spotlight.
Happiness in the Spotlight. And you've been listening to Live by Life.
Matthew Winnie Harrington.
Whatever.
You can laugh later. We didn't get much laughter.
No, because I didn't answer
except
that.
Except right there at the end when Tom.
Michael.
Oh, my God. I remember that moment. Yeah.
Michael.
Matthew was so ridiculous, and Rachel wasn't listening.
No, because I didn't answer that question.
It's different. It's just